Cam, congratulations. Welcome to the Flames. How has today been for you?
It's exciting. A little hectic, but definitely exciting. It's also my anniversary, so I have to kind of, you know, and kind of juggle a little bit of that, but it's an exciting day for me and my family.
So what is the last, I don't know, week been like for you since the courting period got going to officially signing with the Flames today?
You know, a little nerve-wracking. I've never been through this before, so you never really know what's going to be out there and who's going to come calling. But anytime a team like Calgary comes into the mix, it's obviously an intriguing spot for any goaltender to want to play behind, in my opinion, one of the best defensive groups in the NHL. And then you couple that with the amount of firepower up front, it's a team that I'm sure a lot of goalies would love to play behind, and I'm excited to play behind them.
So, and that's obviously one of the reasons why the Flames were an attractive landing spot for you, but what else drew you to the Flames? What else drew you to coming back to Alberta?
I mean, like I said, I think it's just the way the team's built. You know, they had a heck of a season last year, and they're looking to build off of their playoff performance. So I think that it's just an exciting time to be a Calgary Flame, and like I said, one that I was excited when I got the call from Brad, and you know, I got ties to him and Bill through world championships a few years back, so that was also a selling point for me as well.
Weird to return to Alberta on the other side of a Battle of Alberta that you know well?
It's definitely going to be a little weird. I know firsthand how hard it is to play on the other side and come into that building for the Battle of Alberta, so I'm looking forward to playing in front of those fans and you know, making it tough on the opponents to come into that building, because it's definitely a tough place to play when you're coming in and the crowd's behind you.
He is the newest member of the Calgary Flames, Cam Talbot, joining us this afternoon after signing a one-year deal with the Flames. Derek?
Cam, last season obviously was a bit of a struggle for you statistically. How much of a chip on your shoulder, how much do you feel you have to prove coming to Calgary and joining the Flames for 1 year?
To be honest, I obviously have a lot to prove. Last year was my worst year as a professional, and it's something I don't take lightly. I mean, I've been back in the gym and working hard for a long time now already. Didn't take too long off. I want to make sure that something like that doesn't happen again. So, like you said, kind of a redemption year for myself personally and professionally. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hitting the ground running with an extremely talented group in front of me.
Big moment in your life back in October of 2016. You and your wife Kelly had twins, Landon and Sloan. How did that change your life, both personally and professionally?
I mean, it gives you a little bit more perspective, I think, in life. It's kind of nice when you come home after a good game. You get to come home and celebrate with the wife and the kids, but also when you don't have such a good game, sometimes it helps you kind of de-stress a little bit. You come home and the kids don't know if you won or lost. They're just happy that dad's home. So sometimes it helps you decompress and kind of forget about something that might have happened that night that didn't go your way. So I think it can be a positive both ways, but it's definitely a lot of work having twins, that's for sure.
You've spent time with Rangers, Oilers, and Flyers organizations, now coming to the Flames for at least a year, maybe longer. What's it like when you change cities and change teams? What's that like to go through as a professional athlete?
You know, it's never easy, especially when you do have a family and stuff like that. The logistics sometimes can be a little tough. So luckily for us, we're a 3-hour drive south from here. We've been in Edmonton for 3 straight years now, so hopefully this is a little bit easier of a transition for us. But, you know, it's also an exciting time for us, like I mentioned before. So we're looking forward to coming down, meeting some of the staff and the players and stuff in the next few weeks, and looking forward to September and getting going.
Do you know many guys in the Flames well?
I don't at all, actually. No. I think the only people I know are Brad Treliving, Bill, and Sean Kelso. We were all part of the World Championship team back in 2016, but I don't think I know any of the players.
Sean Kelso had to be the biggest reason why you signed here, right?
It had to be, yeah. If you just ask him.
Yeah, exactly. Cam Talbot is with us, a one-year deal with the Calgary Flames, joining us this afternoon after officially signing. Cam, Derek asked you about bouncing back, and I really appreciated your answer. You don't take last season lightly. When you've been as consistent as you have throughout your career and then have a season like last year, how difficult mentally is that to deal with, and how did you feel you dealt with it mentally?
I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's obviously extremely frustrating when you come off of, you know, five pretty consistent seasons in an extremely tough league. I mean, those are tough to string together, and I thought that I handled it pretty well for the first part of my career, and then to have a season like that, like I said, I don't take it lightly. It can weigh on you a little bit, and, you know, I'm just, like I said, working that much harder this year and coming into camp more prepared than I ever have and looking forward to hit the ground running with a new fresh group of guys.
You've been able to get the job done when you've seen the bulk of games, 73 games a few years ago, the highest total we've seen in a long time. You've also been able to put up really solid numbers when you've been more in a tandem situation. What about playing in a tandem? You're going to be joining David Riddick with the Flames. What are the challenges playing in a tandem and not being the bulk starter, and how do you make sure that you are consistent in that scenario?
I think it's just making sure you're preparing yourself on and off the ice. If you're not going to get games for a few days and David's going on a bit of a roll, then you have to be prepared to step in whenever your number's called. I mean, it's not always the easiest thing, but like you said, I was able to do that playing in New York under Lundqvist, and obviously he would go on stretches of 2 or 3 weeks where he'd play and I'd sit around and you know, just have to work hard with the goalie coach and the extras and be ready for that next opportunity because you never know when it's going to come. So I think those are obviously challenges when you're not in the net every day. But, you know, like you said, I think that I've had some pretty good success in both scenarios. So I'm sure that Bill and the goalie coach Jordan will divide the starts up accordingly. And I'm just going out there to try to earn every start that I can.
I know one of the reasons that a lot of people talked about Philadelphia acquired you at the trade deadline was to work with a young goaltender in Carter Hart, and you knew him pretty well and were somewhat like a mentor to him. David Riddick has never been a number one in this league before. He's trying to get there. What can you bring to a younger goaltender? What type of direction and mentorship do you think you can bring?
I think for myself personally, I've just always come to the rink and you know, just work hard every day. For me, I'm not a huge vocal guy. I'm more lead by example. I'll be one of the first guys at the rink every day in the gym and one of the first guys on the ice. So for me, it's all about preparing yourself on and off the ice and just being a true pro in the dressing room. So that's kind of what I bring. I'm not, like I said, a big vocal guy, but I think that for the most part, I just kind of come in, go about my business, and lead by example.
You talked about how you've been able to be pretty darn consistent in a really difficult league. How proud are you of a .915 career save percentage and other than one season being well above .900 every year? How proud of that consistency are you personally?
You know, pretty proud. Like you said, it's a tough league to put up numbers consistently, and I think that, I mean, personally, the road that I took to get here makes it a little bit sweeter. Obviously, it wasn't a highly touted prospect coming out of Alabama Huntsville, but I continue to work hard every day and just try to prove people wrong, and that's kind of what drives me still to this day. Even though I've, you know, had some consistent years, there's always room for improvement, and that's what I'm looking to do, even at 32. So, just looking to build off of previous years and try to put last year in the rear view.
As a guy who's played against the Flames for a number of seasons, what's your view of this team coming to Calgary, and how close do you think the Flames are to taking that next step and becoming a perennial Stanley Cup contender?
I think they're extremely, extremely close. I mean, like I said, with the amount of offensive ability up front and the group of defense, I don't see too many holes in that lineup. So I think that they're ready to take that next step. They showed it last year during the regular season. Obviously, the playoffs didn't go their way, but there's still a ton of promise there. And like I said, I'm excited to be part of a group that's, you know, that close to you know, challenging for a Stanley Cup every single year. So they've got a ton of a good mix of veteran leadership and good young players, and I think that's a good balance that they've got. So I'm extremely excited to be part of that group.